Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. That statement by Rashad might be a lie in itself. I don't ever lie to you guys, baby. I mean, that, what a contradictory statement right there. I got, believe it or not, Joe Fisher Jr. in the studio with me. Say hello.
Hey. How's it going?
How's the coffee?
Good morning, everybody.
Is that a good cup of coffee you got going on?
It's almost gone, but it was a very good cup of coffee. Thank
well,
you.
Well, hopefully that doesn't run through you on the golf course and you're getting out the hole four and then you start getting the bubble guts and the mud butt and then you're scrambling back to the clubhouse. That might be top five worst feeling of round of golf when you just get out there and you're on like hole three or four. And then you start hearing the
mud butt coming.
Yeah. Is that like some kind of thing you're trying to put on me here?
You know, I mean, kind of you like, might be my teammate today. I hope that's not the case. I don't want that to happen.
Oh,
trust
gosh,
me.
No.
No, that's why I don't eat McDonald's breakfast anymore before my golf round.
What? I love McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, I do too. But before golf rounds, it's just you can't take that chance.
That's
a big, big roll of dice.
Yeah
stay
is.
Away from McGriddles. That will just do you in. I saw some things pop up, and so I think in the back half of this hour, we're going to have to revisit some Pac-12 stuff, because there are some, as Jordan loves, some anonymous sources out there saying some things about some other teams.
I'll put your name to it, you wussy.
So, but first, because we got a fist pump, we're talking NFL. And also, we need to talk about it because he's now officially the highest paid player per annual. Justin Herbert. You know, Justin, remember, I was always there for you, dude. From the very beginning, I was one of your best friends. I know you don't probably remember, but once we reconnect, man, I'll make sure I get you my Venmo, and you can send me a couple bucks. You know, it's all good. I was there from the beginning, Justin. Just always remember that. What was the contract, though? 5 years, $1 billion, something like that? I mean,
285?
Yeah. 250?
262, yeah. Something like that?
A lot. A lot of
slightly
money.
Slightly higher than the Lamb Jack guarantee.
But And
now Joe Burrow's going to get a $275 million deal.
And a new calf.
Josh Allen will get a $280 million deal. And then we're going to, and probably a new calf for him as well.
I think we need to go.
Burrow needs a little more money. He wears some of the sweetest coats and clothes ever.
Oh, yeah, those big old Joe puffy mink coats or whatever. Those are not cheap.
He's a dresser, man.
He's got to upkeep that fashion.
All day.
No, will Joe Burrow be the first bioengineered player ever with a bioengineered calf so that way he can play this season?
Is that legal?
We're not too far. Trust me. I've played Cyberpunk, all right? Give it 10 to 20 years. We will have half human, half robots out there, I swear.
Tom Landry nowadays wouldn't be allowed in the NFL with his half a foot. So I'm not really sure. I don't know. You're not wrong, but I'm not sure we're there yet.
Full-blown cyborgs out there. I can't wait for it. Cyborg.
Just like the Fox guy, the robot.
Cyborg football.
Sunday.
That's what I want. But Justin Herbert, he might be a cyborg the way that he throws the football. Deservedly so, he gets this contract, locking himself in L.A. for until like 2029, 2030. And I am extremely intrigued with the Chargers this year because their new offensive coordinator is the former offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, Kellen Moore. And as we saw in the second half against the Jaguars last year, dear God, that offense needs some juice. Austin Eckler, their running back, I think had like a career, I think it was a single season record for catches by a running back. And that's.
Didn't get any more money.
Well, yeah, and still couldn't get.
Sorry, other conversation.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
He had a good season. He did.
But that went to show, and if you watch the Chargers at all, unleash Justin Herbert. Like, your running back should not be catching 100 passes. You know why? Because you're throwing him out in the flats, little dink and dunk. You've seen, like, if they don't have Mike Williams out there or Keenan Allen, they're just trying to get downfield. I can't wait to see what Kellen Moore does with the Chargers and this offense, because I think everyone can agree that Herbert has shown the flashes of, like, dude, let me just rip it downfield.
He's an incredible quarterback.
Yeah.
He's just an incredible quarterback. When he was in Oregon, it was definitely, you could just see that kid growing every year, just getting better and better and better. And when that draft came around and our team took Tua, I was very, very one of those moments where I was in the toss.
I forgot this is a thing. Yeah.
But if there was any one thing that I definitely I wanted Herbert.
Yeah.
I wanted him, man.
I don't blame you.
And I mean, he's just got the size, he's got the ability, he's got the great attitude, and he's just quiet and does his job. And it's just amazing to see. I mean, Tua come out of Alabama, big, all that stuff. But, and he's done real well, but if we can just keep him from getting his head knocked onto the darn turf all the time and stuff, and hopefully get a full season with the players that we have now, I think we could make a good run. We were there almost last year.
Hey. This isn't your Miami Dolphins segment yet. Okay, I'll give it to you in a couple minutes. Yeah, like I say, you can wax poetic about them. But
the Chargers are going to be loaded this year, and you add Kellen Moore and Quentin Williams, their wide receiver draft pick this year. So now you're...
That's the kid out of TCU, correct?
I believe so. Or Quentin Johnson, excuse me. I was mixing him up with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. You've got a wide receiver weaponry now that's just completely set, right? Three guys that I think could be number ones on any other team in this league. Am I overstating it? Possibly, but no. He's got another weapon and an offensive coordinator that now knows how to handle him and will have the freedom to, 12, 13 wins? I don't think that's too big of a prediction for them. I think they could possibly even go 14, 15 if things lay out right for them and they play really well.
Boy, that's possible. And that, I mean, the division, that's going to be one of the more interesting divisions to keep an eye on, because obviously you have your Super Bowl defending champions, Kansas City Chiefs. My dad says before the show, even, like, is Kelce and Mahomes, they're just going to, like, just run through the league again and just do the same thing as they've been doing? And I'm like, yeah, probably. That's kind of what's kind of the track record at this point.
They just make it look so darn easy.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Speaking of, before the show, we were talking about like streaming services, you know, Netflix, Amazon. Somehow, some way, you got to watch that quarterback show on Netflix where they follow Mahomes and Kirk Cousins and Marcus Mariota. I have yet to watch it, but
I'm about halfway through.
Yeah, I've heard great things, but
it's really good. Inside looks, and I would say better than Hard Knocks, probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Chiefs, like you said, it's like they're doing them, and then you have the Chargers, obviously. Then you have the Broncos.
Bengals.
I'm just talking about the AFC West. As far as AFC goes, it's like Bengals as long as Joe Burrow is still on the field. But AFC West, I mean, like, we'll see what happens with the Raiders. That might be a disaster written all over it. Mm. But who knows? I mean, maybe
Come on, that's gonna be.
I mean, did Jimmy G and Josh McDaniel get paired up again?
McDaniel is looking for like his fourth chance at this point. He was supposed to be fired last year, but they can't afford a new coach at this point because they're still paying John Gruden and McDaniels.
Yeah. No, trust me, I'm kind of right there with you, where I feel that the Raiders has like 5 to 6 wins at most written all over it. But that leaves the rest of the division. Again, Chiefs, we kind of know what's going to happen with them. So it's like Chargers, are you going to kind of pull your head out of your ass this year? And Broncos, especially, like, you have Sean Payton. You have a Super Bowl winning coach, one of the most innovative offensive minds in the NFL's league history now as your head coach. And you have him with Russell Wilson. And boy, do you want to talk about pressure is on you now? Sean Payton just ripped Nathaniel Hackett earlier this week, saying that it was one of the worst first-year head coaching jobs ever done, something along those lines. I'm speaking, you know, kind of out of
20
context.
Pairs of dirty hands attached, dude, to the season.
Like, you just basically walked in and called out the last coach, and it's like, oh yeah, he sucked. What happens if you go and do the same thing that happened to the Broncos last year? Like, Sean Payton, congratulations, you just put more pressure on the Broncos to perform this year and win, because again, you just called out the last regime. So, all right, better step it up.
And I think he further established the narrative that Russell Wilson having a quarterback coach and having this special treatment, not just requested by him, but allowed by the rest of the staff, was the issue that was preventing Denver from taking the next step. So if all of that isn't true this year, and Russell is, you know, on the letter, following Sean like a general in an army, like is requesting of his soldiers, and he's just doing everything that he needs to do, like the leader of the team and a quarterback should, frankly, to set the example for the rest of the guys, and then they still go 6-11. Yeah, good luck, Sean.
So, AFC West. I know you. I know you're a big Raiders fan, so I'm sorry to say that you know, they will not be that good this year. But
fine with me.
I hope that this is the year that the Chargers pull together. But Brandon Staley, their head coach, also has not given me a lot of confidence over the last 2 years that they're going to do that. So that's why it's like Kellen Moore. Hopefully he's the reason that this Chargers team excels, because as long as Brandon Staley is the head coach, I don't see much change in there. So, but congrats to Justin Herbert. Again, I remember all the good times we had together, all the trips and the time we spent together. If anybody has his contact info, just please get that to me. Maybe I just call him up, be like, hey, I know you just got that new contract, but I think I can do a little bit better for you. Let me talk about being your agent, possibly.
Yeah.
Sports agent. That seems like a fun job, but also, I mean, you've seen Drew Rosenhaus and what he looks like. I mean, he just looks...
Well, and you don't start as Drew Rosenhaus. You got to go into his agency as basically either a mailroom boy or girl, or, you know, somebody that's getting the nobodies of clients that, you know, no sports fan actually knows about, and try to work your way up slowly.
Yeah, get so kicked around a lot for a while.
Yeah, it's like a wannabe actor thinking that they're going to get into the business and just be Tom Cruise immediately. Like, no, there's a lot of work in that you got to do to get there.
Maybe I just start going around to the local high schools and selling parents on some NIL deals. And start trying to coax parents into giving me their money. No, trust me, your kid's going to be a star, all right? I'm going to get them a bunch of scholarships. Just watch out. Joe, you didn't get me interested. Ah, that's the business.
That's the biz, kid.
That's the name of the business. Sorry. You should have put better tape out there. I did what I could for you. Sorry. God. That, honestly, you think I'm joking. We're probably not too far from
that. That's a pretty sleazy biz right there.
We're not far from it. High school kids getting sold NIL deals, maybe.
Oh, and then if you get injured, you're done. Good luck. If you're not a big-name player in college football, especially, yeah, you're off the roster and forgotten about.
So what I want to get into next is, you kind of alluded to, did some foreshadowing there, is talk about the quarterback that you didn't even want, Tua. And the Miami Dolphins.
It's not that I didn't want
No, you
him.
Said it. You said it. Well, you said, Tua, right. Why okay. Why in God's name?
Well, I was a little bit of, I definitely was Herbert, because I'm an Oregon guy, you know? So that's just where I was pulling myself. But I'm happy with the team now and stuff. I think we're going to do real well. I think it's going to be a great thing. Like I said, if we can just keep Tua out there and keep him on the thing. We've got great receivers. We've got a great defense back now. It's starting to get a lot better. So, I mean, our chances are looking better. We can just keep our owner from doing stupid things and stuff like that.
Well, then... come on now. let's not get too optimistic here.
Yeah.
So. Let's do a little Dolphins talk here because it seems like I've heard multiple times over the last week or so that the Dolphins are one of the best teams and have one of the best rosters in the NFL. So I kind of want to go through that. And also there was some news for them as far as injury wise that as we get into training camp, we're going to unfortunately see a little bit more of this. So talk some Dolphins here next on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Are we really living in a world where the Miami Dolphins are contenders?
Yes, we are.
Is this a thing? I mean, when was the last time? I think it was they were in the playoffs. I mean, besides last year, right? Did they make it? Yeah, they were in the playoffs last year.
Aren't they like one hit
away? Are the Dolphins
away?
Even a team? Are they real?
No, aren't they like one hit away from losing their starting franchise quarterback, like, forever, essentially?
As he alluded to, it's like, dude, Tua, it's...
But yet your favorites to win the division this year? I find that after seeing such a drastic injury process happening last year with Tua Tagovailoa, I hope he can just live comfortably, you know, for the next 50 years on this earth after seeing that. I cannot believe that they are favored to win the division. I'm a little shocked at that.
That's a little positive. That's good positive attitudes there. That you got to believe, man. You
welcome to just, my pessimistic sports existence.
If you don't believe, it will never happen, you know? You gotta know it can. You know, if you looked at those injuries, what happened to them? I mean, most of those guys, they just like they're doing wrestling moves on him and just plowing him, whipping him into the ground. And I mean, that kind of play has got to, I mean, cease a little bit on those quarterbacks, because that is definitely a flaggable.
It's a target that you don't want happening.
Yeah, and I mean, you just to flip them and whip them like that and smack the back of their head. If anybody's had the back of their head hit the ground real hard, you don't usually wake up too quickly on that one, you know. So if we could just keep that going and him hitting his receivers and stuff like he was doing last year.
One of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league last year.
Yeah. I mean, he really He was hitting some spots, you know, and I mean, come on, we've got some of the best wide receivers out there, you know, so.
Yeah. Last year, the combo of Hill and Waddle, that was a lot of fun to watch. And yeah, actually looking at it now, Bills are the favorites to win the division, so not completely surprised there, but man, this is a, for the Bills, this is definitely a make or break season for them. Like, it's, we saw last year they had Super Bowl aspirations and fizzled out, and people were not happy with their run game and performance. So, and I don't know if I've even talked to you about this just outside of the radio show. How's it going to be playing Aaron Rodgers twice this season?
Boy, you just beat me to it. I'm thinking to myself.
Because actually, the Jets now have the second best odds to win the division.
Right.
They're at plus 270, and the Dolphins are at plus 300 to win the division. So, yeah, dude, have fun with that.
The Jets have always been a thorn in my side. Anyways, they just seem to be there, and again, does that player make the team? Now, I mean, if you're a player out there, and all of a sudden you're a wide receiver and different stuff in your offense, and you're kind of feeling like you sputtered a little bit throughout before, and now you got Aaron Rodgers, and you're thinking, well, this is a winner. He's a quality player, and now, is that going to be the difference? Is that really what it is? So if he can keep his attitude as well, I mean, he's doing Mr. Guru or whatever he does now. He's like,
He actually recently, I believe he showed up to a, like a psychedelics conference.
I was gonna say, is he doing mushrooms now or something?
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure that's where he showed up. It was like a psych con where it was about like mushrooms and psychedelics and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
he went to Berkeley, okay?
One of these days he's going to talk about levitation, I suppose, you know?
Maybe if I just float above the defense.
Yeah. So, anyways,
Well, have fun dealing with him.
You know, it's going to be it's a very tough division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you also have the best head coach of all time in the division still.
Yeah. First time I saw him walk out on that field, I thought, wow, where did we get him? Is he a science teacher?
Oh,
a math teacher?
Talking about Bill Belichick. Are you really trying to say Mike McDaniels is the best coach in the
McDaniels
NFL?
McDaniels looks like mom's ex-boyfriend or the nerdy stepdad that your mom left your dad for.
Honestly?
Either of those two.
Super cool dude. But Mike McDaniels
is
my favorite. Like, that's a cool guy.
Have you seen him through the season? It's a seasonal change as he's gone along. All of a sudden, he's got a cooler looking glasses. His hair's styled differently. Did he say something about one of the other coaches that I like him a lot. He's got the nicest hair and all this and stuff and everything in league. And I'm like, okay, that's bro love is a little too much for me. Okay, you know.
There was alleged videos of him on the sideline hitting a vape during one of Miami's games.
What?
Which I think people are like, no, it looks like he's just like chewing on a Sharpie or something like that. Like it's his pen. But it was cold. There was some fog that like came out and emitted. So people are like, dude, did Mike McDaniel just rip the jewel on the sideline? This guy's awesome.
No.
What sold me on him was he made a rap reference back in his San Francisco days during a press conference. A reporter's name was Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
I was going to say, we know a Mike Jones, actually.
We do. Yeah, we do.
But just for you, because I'm sure you're not familiar with the rapper Mike Jones.
No.
No? You haven't gotten into still tipping or any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
But he's got this part of his like songs, his music that goes, "Who? Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones." So as he's getting asked by this reporter named Mike Jones, he goes, yeah, Mike, Mike Jones here from blah, 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 San Francisco. He goes, "Who?" He goes, Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones. And I was like, yes. All right. I was like, this guy, winner in my book. I don't care. I'm rooting for this guy for the rest of his career. Yeah. I don't even, if he cares, goes to the Eagles. Okay, if he goes to the Eagles, then I'm not rooting against him. But thankfully, he's now your head coach in Miami.
Yeah.
You literally have one of the up-and-coming smartest offensive minds in the NFL.
That's what I understand. You see how it works.
Well, it went great last year. I'm pulling for you, bud.
Thanks.
I agree with you 100% that just keep Tua upright for as long as possible. Yeah. I do think that the defense is going to be extremely stellar for you guys again, like it's been the last two, three seasons now.
Yeah, we've had some tough. We need some good corners. I always get frustrated watching those games, and all of a sudden,
well,
bam, 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 they go down the field on us just so quick, just like this, 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 and this. And you're thinking, how is it you can hold them the whole game, and then all of a sudden it just all hell breaks loose.
Well,
and that's it, you know,
you got Dolphins fans got the unfortunate news, and I informed you before this segment too that Jalen Ramsey of the Miami Dolphins, one of their big offseason acquisitions. I don't know if it was I forget if it was a knee or an ankle. I think he got his knee twisted up out of training camp. But he is out until like December.
And here we go again.
Yeah. yeah, it's he went down, and so now the Miami Dolphins, they went and signed Eli Apple, which, I mean, you want to talk about a risk or reward there. Like, he can have his good moments, and then he can also have some really, really bad moments. But he was on the Bengals the last couple of years, and he was a high draft pick for the Giants. He just kind of hasn't played up to his potential, unfortunately. But you still got Javon Holland, the former Duck, at safety, who is just an absolute animal, one of my favorite. You got Xavier Howard, so you guys should be able to maintain as the season goes on. And also, just play good enough coverage to get you coverage sacks, right?
That would be it.
I mean, you got Christian Wilkins, you got Emmanuel Ogba, Bradley Chubb is on the team. You're going to have dudes that can get to the quarterback. So don't get beat deep. Keep everything in front of you and let the big hosses up front get to the quarterback. And like I said, get coverage sacks, man. Because, yeah, losing Jalen Ramsey, that sucks.
and beat those Bills. Beat those Bills.
Yes, please do. Trust me, man. You listen, you hear me. I pull for the Dolphins as much as I can, man. Until they face the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, then when that day comes, we can talk it out then. But
yeah, we won't be talking then.
He's like, talking? That's not going to happen for the old 2 weeks. Man. All right. I want to get back into the Pac-12 stuff because I read a little bit of a nugget here that's floating around on the interwebs. And as I said, just Jordan Schultz, he loves his anonymous sources. So,
bunch of wussies that just want some juice in the sports journalism world.
Yes, yes.
So sick of this crap.
Hey, we have to maintain relationships and protect our relationships. Okay,
or you can just say, hey, this is what we want said. It's fine.
All right. But yeah, there is another report coming out of Pac-12. And as we said, the final nails are getting put into the Pac-12 coffin. We do that next. But first, George Schultz, SportsCenter update. I feel good. I knew that I
wouldn't. I feel good. You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan. So good.
I
got you.
Oh, I feel nice. I do feel nice, James Brown. I agree. Well, we'll see. The back. Got to keep that lower back, that lumbar in shape for later today. I want to talk Pac-12 here because as I was perusing the old interwebs, I saw something pop up. Get this from some dude out in Big 12 country, a radio show host, sports TV, radio, apparently very plugged in to the Big 12. This is at G Swaim on Twitter, on X, whatever the hell you want to call it. At G Swaim, that's SWAIM. But he says that Arizona to the Big 12 is now a, quote, done deal, and this will happen on or before Tuesday, which is consistent with what three others who follow the Wildcats have told us. I will not believe it until I see Brett McMurphy's name behind it or some other insert reporter that has the national prominence. But if we're going on these early initial reports, anonymous reports, but again, we have a few people corroborating that Arizona going to the Big 12 is going to happen on or before Tuesday. So, I mean, keep your eyes out, keep your ears open to see if that goes down, because this is what we were saying. It's like as soon as Colorado made the call, I don't know what was stopping Big 12, Big 10 from calling all these other schools. I mean, like, look, like, it's clear where things are headed. Just come on to our conference. Let's just make this easier for everybody, huh? It's you're in a tough spot. Listen, man. Mike, there it is. He's got it.
Got it. I just think college football is just making just the biggest error ever. How do you build a team? How do you get to be something when everybody can just, I'm just this good. I just want to leave the school and I'm going into the portal and I'm doing this and that. And now we have all these schools just like bidding and just saying, well, I'm out of here too. I'm out of here. And you're just changing the whole scope of college football altogether. It's just as if you're not professionals. And again, I guess I go back to it. It's like when you recruit these kids and stuff and you bring them to your schools with this anticipation of just bringing them up and making them into this fantastic athlete and these other guys that you get together and just building the structure of the team and stuff. And then you just like, oh no, this guy's gone. And by the time after 4 years of actual one player's like going, I'm the only guy left, you know, from the original roster, or say, you know, and it just seems like it's just, what are you going to do about it? And they've got to make a stop to it, to a sense. I think it's just getting out of control.
College football in particular is definitely turning into free agency. And I think what Arizona sees here, they're going to get more of those transfers from essentially college free agency, or get more guys from maybe like a Texas pipeline, you know, if they're joining this conference as opposed to the Pac-12, along with the dragging of his feet by George Kliavkoff. I mean, no help has been offered by the Pac-12 conference to these schools as far as a future plan or even behind closed doors giving them an indication that something is done. The fact that these schools know as little as we do, I kind of understand why some of the lesser known schools like Arizona,
like, dude,
and Colorado,
I'm out of here. Like,
well, yeah, it impacts them more than it does Oregon and Washington. You know, if they want to wait around, they need that money more than an Oregon does. Oregon can afford to just sit back, wait, kind of have those behind the scenes conversations. When Colorado accepted Deion Sanders, you know, to become their head coach, I guarantee you they were saying, hey, you know, we might have some trouble on the horizon here. Don't be surprised if we end up jumping back to the Big 12. And Deion's like, cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm sure he prefers being in the Big 12 going forward. Some other things that I saw floating around was that what's funny is like 8 hours before that Arizona report kind of came out there is Yogi Roth of the Pac-12 network and reporter. He goes, you know,
soon to be Yogi Roth of the Big 12 or something like that.
Yeah, independent journalist. He does a great job, but he says
he's awesome.
He's like, simply, I think the league will stay together, sign a legit media rights deal, expand, win, and be in a good place moving forward. To the fans worried, take a breath, enjoy the weekend, and trust your league will stay together. And then literally 8 hours later, the Arizona stuff surfaces.
Did he respond to that? Did he say, okay, that aged badly, I'm sorry? Because that's the way you do it, like, Crow.
Well, again, if
got it.
Until I see Brett McMurphy or one of these top ESPN, Adam Rittenberg or someone, like, reporting that, hey, expect an announcement from Arizona coming Tuesday, that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, that's happening. But the fact that this dude has said, yeah, I've heard from this and three other people close to Arizona that this is happening, again, keep the eyes open over the weekend, or over the next couple of days, rather. Also, saw this as an interesting tidbit, is that the ACC is continuing to look at possible expansion, the commissioner says, and they've been running models, data models, and all big Ooh. Science stuff to figure out who would be some good potential targets. And a few of those potential targets that they were looking at was West Virginia, SMU, and the Atlantic Coast schools of Oregon and Washington.
No. So the Huskies and Ducks would join the ACC? No.
Not Atlantic North.
So again, the Atlantic Coastal Conference is running models to see if Oregon and Washington, two Pacific Ocean schools, like, this is what kills me about sports and alignment and divisions. And it's like, do we need to have a geography lesson here again about what is central and south and like Atlantic Coast, Pacific Coast?
They want to turn Washington and Oregon essentially.
What map are we looking at here?
That's what they want to do.
Well, technically, the Atlantic waters at some point do reach the Pacific waters with, you know, certain currents and everything.
You know, they're connected in that little Panama Canal space we got there down in Central America.
Yeah, there's water right there. That's technically
dumbasses.
Yeah. Gulf of Texas, right there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, University of Oregon of Texas.
God.
Again, like, what?
I hate that plan. No. I hate that.
No.
120% of my
being. No. Yeah. But again, it's Big 12 is starting to poach schools. ACC's running models, for God's sakes. Nebraska, they're saying Nebraska needs to go and join the Big 12 along with Colorado, bring that rivalry back. God knows what's going to happen. I just hope
turn
that we get
the Big 16,
the Big 50 or something, and just all the power conferences playing each other. Honestly, that's what it is kind of turning into.
Turn it into two conferences and call it good.
Well,
right?
It's going to be like four super conferences. I've heard Isaac Ropp say this a lot, like four 16 team super conferences, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, and look at the SEC.
Well, look at the concept of how that works out when with a playoff, like. What do you get with the NCAA basketball tournament? You get four brackets of 16 teams.
Absolutely. And you got 100 teams playing every single year, but there's the lesser known schools that might have a fringe chance of getting in. So you add, you know, we were talking last hour, go podcast it on 1080thefan.com and Odyssey on the Odyssey app, but you can hear how we're trying to figure out, you know, the alignments of can rivalries still exist? Like in that world, I think that can still happen too, and there is a way for all this to mesh and actually matter to fans going forward.
It's crazy to think how things have changed in a matter of 10 to 15 years. I've heard on this station referenced multiple times this week, like, what, 2010, 2011, Pac-12 was how close to getting Oklahoma and Texas?
Oh, when they were going to become the Pac-16, essentially. Yeah, it was like, going to be a massive conference.
They sent bids to Colorado and Texas Tech and Texas and Oklahoma. Like, they were trying to build, and then
it was a T and an I away from happening.
Yeah. Is Larry Scott still the commissioner if that happens? You could probably make the case that, yeah, he still is.
Well, the Pac-12 network wouldn't have been as crappy because you actually have not only good schools added to that, but there would have been other programmers, because that's the thing about Pac-12 Network. You look at SEC Network, you look at other things associated with big sports entities like ESPN, they have daytime programming that you can offer. Pac-12 Network, they're replaying volleyball games. Not that I want to see college volleyball players, I do, but when that's the same damn thing Monday through Friday, when you don't have a Yogi Roth, when you had Mike Lamb on there, you don't have talk shows during the day, you don't have things like that. It's just a big fail on the Pac-12 Network's part.
I do want to read this little bit here, because this is on the college football subreddit. And it's a long read. It's not that long, but it's how the summer of 2010 doomed the Pac-12. And it just goes on to say that rejecting Texas's desire to use the Longhorn Network because it would conflict with the Pac-12 network was merely questionable at the time, but it was informed by our egos, our belief that our packness was somehow better than what others had, which held us back from making further expansion over the next decade. Anyone else ought to come crawling to us, and we won't bend for nobody. Our short-sightedness killed us all as well. Few could have predicted the Pac-12 network being the disaster it became, but rejecting a team that would bring further teams just because you can't stand to lose a few million because of that one team is quite short-sighted, and failing to realize that just because we were done expanding didn't mean anyone else was done, even when further expansion took place, was a feat of ego and myopia equaled by few.
That just pisses me off because Comcast Sportsnet was already struggling and they literally offered up the same kind of programming that that channel did. So no, you had a blueprint of how not to do things and essentially you take that blueprint and fail. Good job, guys. That's nice job on your part.
Well, that's it's essentially all
very
comes
smart
back to
guys,
Texas.
Right?
Thanks,
very
Texas.
Smart people.
Texas football, they just think they're so great. Honestly, Texas.
The Longhorns were and always are just a quality team. They always play good quality football. And
why wouldn't you want to align yourself with that brand?
Yeah, who cares about Texas football?
Wait. I tell you.
Dude, I remember in high school, one of my buddies, his girlfriend, we would go to her house a lot, and her dad had so much burnt orange throughout that house and on his clothes and just threw it. It was like, dear God, man. Like, yeah. That is... He made it pretty damn close for me to never root for Texas.
Once you're a Longhorn fan, you pretty much never change.
But that they're going to be interesting to see Texas and Oklahoma. They're not in the SEC this year, are they?
No, I believe it's next
year.
Yeah,
okay.
This is all happening in 24. Same with the Pac-12 media deal, if we ever get one. But I do want to ask you guys a question before we get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that Pac-12 media deal, if during Pac-12 media day a week ago that had been announced, do you think Colorado and Arizona would have left the conference? Because I think they would have stayed and there would have been, you know, a much, much more complete talk with everybody included about how to move forward as opposed to just this cloak and dagger story. I think they would have stayed. What do you guys think?
Well, if we would have got a deal, you're probably right.
Okay,
it just seems
yeah.
like, you know, it's just, it has been a thing that just drags along. And like you said, listening to the commissioner, just the way he just puts it out there, just saying like, well, don't worry about it. We've got this figured out. Yeah. I've got all these different things. It's just like, why exactly? Why you keep hiding it from everybody? Just
because you don't
say
have
it.
Anything.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's because,
so,
yeah, I mean.
So everybody's just like, well, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And that's like, that is just. It's ridiculous.
I do.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, Kliavkov hasn't handled it particularly well, but also I just think that he was dealt a pretty S-y hand.
How long has he been the darn commissioner now?
Maybe two years.
It's not long.
It's been at least 2 years.
So he's just basically just...
He got thrown into it, and just like I said...
I think January 1, 21 when he took over.
I think he is doing...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. I feel good. I knew that I
wouldn't. I feel good. You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan. So good.
I
got you.
I do feel nice, James Brown. I agree. Well, we'll see. The back. Got to keep that lower back, that lumbar in shape for later today. I want to talk Pac-12 here because as I was perusing the old interwebs, I saw something pop up. Get this from some dude out in Big 12 country, a radio show host, sports TV, radio, apparently very plugged in to the Big 12. This is at G Swaim on Twitter, on X, whatever the hell you want to call it. At G Swaim, that's Swaim. But he says that Arizona to the Big 12 is now a, quote, done deal. And this will happen on or before Tuesday, which is consistent with what three others who follow the Wildcats have told us. I will not believe it until I see Brett McMurphy's name behind it or some other insert reporter that has the national prominence. But if we're going on these early initial reports, anonymous reports, but again, we have a few people corroborating that Arizona going to the Big 12 is going to happen on or before Tuesday. So, I mean, keep your eyes out, keep your ears open to see if that goes down, because this is what we were saying. It's like as soon as Colorado made the call, I don't know what was stopping Big 12, Big 10 from calling all these other schools. I mean, like, look, like it's clear where things are headed. Just come on to our conference. Let's just make this easier for everybody, huh? It's you're in a tough spot. Listen, man. Mike, there it is. He's got it.
Got it. I just think college football is just making just the biggest error ever. How do you build a team? How do you get to be something when everybody can just, I'm just this good. I just want to leave the school and I'm going into the portal and I'm doing this and that. And now we have all these schools just like bidding and just saying, well, I'm out of here too. I'm out of here. And you're just changing the whole scope of college football altogether. It's just as if you're not professionals. And again, I guess I go back to it. It's like when you recruit these kids and stuff and you bring them to your schools with this anticipation of just bringing them up and making them into this fantastic athlete and these other guys that you get together and just building the structure of the team and stuff. And then you just like, oh no, this guy's gone. And by the time after 4 years of actual one player's like going, I'm the only guy left, you know, from the original roster, or say, you know, and it just seems like it's just, what are you going to do about it? And they've got to make a stop to it, to a sense. I think it's just getting out of control.
College football in particular is definitely turning into free agency. And I think what Arizona sees here, they're going to get more of those transfers from essentially college free agency, or get more guys from maybe like a Texas pipeline, you know, if they're joining this conference as opposed to the Pac-12, along with the dragging of his feet by George Kliavkoff. I mean, no help has been offered by the Pac-12 conference to these schools as far as a future plan or even behind closed doors giving them an indication that something is done. The fact that these schools know as little as we do I kind of understand why some of the lesser known schools like Arizona and Colorado.
I'm out of here. Like,
well, yeah, it impacts them more than it does Oregon and Washington. You know, if they want to wait around, they need that money more than an Oregon does. Oregon can afford to just sit back, wait, kind of have those behind the scenes conversations. When Colorado accepted Deion Sanders, you know, to become their head coach, I guarantee you they were saying, hey, you know, we might have some trouble on the horizon here. Don't be surprised if we end up jumping back to the Big 12. And Deion's like, cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm sure he prefers being in the Big 12 going forward. Some other things that I saw floating around was that what's funny is like 8 hours before that Arizona report kind of came out there is Yogi Roth of the Pac-12 network and reporter. He goes, you know,
soon to be Yogi Roth of the Big 12 or something like that.
Yeah, independent journalist. He does a great job, but he says
He's awesome.
He's like, simply, I think the league will stay together, sign a legit media rights deal, expand, win, and be in a good place moving forward. To the fans worried, take a breath, enjoy the weekend, and trust your league will stay together. And then literally 8 hours later, the Arizona stuff services.
Did he respond to that? Did he say, okay, that aged badly, I'm sorry? Because that's the way you do it, like, Crow.
Well, again, if
got it.
Until I see Brett McMurphy or one of these top ESPN, Adam Rittenberg or someone, like, reporting that, hey, expect an announcement from Arizona on coming Tuesday, that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, that's happening. But the fact that this dude has said, yeah, I've heard from this and three other people close to Arizona that this is happening, again, keep the eyes open over the weekend, or over the next couple of days, rather. Also, saw this as an interesting tidbit, is that the ACC is continuing to look at possible expansion, the commissioner says, and they've been running models, data models, and all big Ooh. Science stuff to figure out what would be who would be some good potential targets. And a few of those potential targets that they were looking at was West Virginia, SMU, and the Atlantic Coast schools of Oregon and Washington.
No. So the Huskies and Ducks would join the ACC? No.
Not Atlantic North.
So again, hell the no. The Atlantic Conference.
Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Coastal okay. Conference is running models to see if Oregon and Washington, two Pacific Ocean schools, like, this is what kills me about sports and alignment and divisions. And it's like, do we need to have a geography lesson here again about what is central and south and like Atlantic Coast, Pacific Coast?
They want to turn Washington and Oregon essentially.
What map are we looking at here?
That's what they want to do.
Well, technically, the Atlantic waters at some point do reach the Pacific waters with, you know, certain currents and everything.
You know, they're connected in that little Panama Canal space we got there down in Central America.
Yeah, there's water right there. That's technically
dumbasses.
Yeah. Gulf of Texas. Right there,
exactly.
Yeah, University of Oregon of Texas.
God.
Again, like, what...
No, I hate that plan.
No.
I hate that.
No.
120% of my being.
No. Yeah. But again, it's Big 12 is starting to poach schools. ACC's running models, for God's sakes. Nebraska, they're saying Nebraska needs to go and join the Big 12 along with Colorado, bring that rivalry back. God knows what's going to happen. I just hope that we get
the Big 16.
The Big 50 or something. Sheesh. And just all the power conferences playing each other. Honestly, that's what it is kind of turning into.
Turning into two conferences and call it good.
Well,
right?
It's going to be like four super conferences. I've heard Isaac Ropp say this a lot. Like four 16-team super conferences, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, and look at the SEC.
Well, look at the concept of how that works out when with a playoff. Like, what do you get with the NCAA basketball tournament? You get four brackets of 16 teams.
Absolutely. And you got 100 teams playing every single year, but there's the lesser known schools that might have a fringe chance of getting in. So you add, you know, we were talking last hour, go podcast it on 1080thefan.com and Odyssey on the Odyssey app. But you can hear how we're trying to figure out, you know, the alignments of can rivalries still exist? Like in that world, I think that can still happen too, and there is a way for all this to mesh and actually matter to fans going forward.
It's crazy to think how things have changed in a matter of 10 to 15 years. I've heard on this station referenced multiple times this week, like, what, 2010, 2011, Pac-12 was how close to getting Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh, when they were going to become the Pac-16, essentially. Yeah, it was like, going to be a massive conference.
They sent bids to Colorado and Texas Tech and Texas and Oklahoma. Like, they were trying to build, and then...
It was a T and an I away from happening.
Yeah. I mean, is Larry Scott still the commissioner if that happens? You could probably make the case that, yeah, he still is.
Well, the Pac-12 network wouldn't have been as crappy because you actually have... not only good schools added to that, but there would have been other programmers, because that's the thing about Pac-12 Network. You look at SEC Network, you look at other things associated with big sports entities like ESPN. Mm-hmm. They have daytime programming that you can offer. Pac-12 Network, they're replaying volleyball games. Not that I want to see college volleyball players, I do, but when that's the same damn thing Monday through Friday, when you don't have a Yogi Roth, when you had Mike Lamb on there, or Mike Yam, excuse me, you don't have talk shows during the day, you don't have things like that.
It's
just a big fail on the Pac-12 Network's part.
I do want to read this little bit here, because this is on the college football subreddit. And it's a long read. It's not that long, but it's how the summer of 2010 doomed the Pac-12. And it just goes on to say that rejecting Texas's desire to use the Longhorn Network because it would conflict with the Pac-12 network was merely questionable at the time, but it was informed by our egos, our belief that our packness was somehow better than what others had, which held us back from making further expansion over the next decade. Anyone else ought to come crawling to us, and we won't bend for nobody. Our short-sightedness killed us all as well. Few could have predicted the Pac-12 network being the disaster it became, but rejecting a team that would bring further teams just because you can't stand to lose a few million because of that one team is quite short-sighted, and failing to realize that just because we were done expanding didn't mean anyone else was done, even when further expansion took place, was a feat of ego and myopia equaled by few.
That just pisses me off, because Comcast Sportsnet was already struggling, and they literally offered up the same kind of programming that channel did. So no, you had a blueprint of how not to do things, and essentially you take that blueprint and fail. Good job, guys. That's nice job on your part.
Well, that's it's essentially all comes back to Texas.
Right?
Thanks, Texas.
Smart people.
Texas football. They just think they're so great. Honestly, Texas.
The Longhorns were. And always are just a quality team. They always play good quality football. And
why wouldn't you want to align yourself with that brand?
Yeah, who cares about Texas football?
Wait. I tell you.
Dude, I remember in high school, one of my buddies, his girlfriend, we would go to her house a lot, and her dad had so much burnt orange throughout that house and on his clothes, and just threw it. It was like, dear God, man. Like, yeah. That is... He made it pretty damn close for me to never root for Texas.
Once you're a Longhorn fan, you pretty much never change.
But that they're going to be interesting to see Texas and Oklahoma. They're not in the SEC this year, are they?
No, I believe it's next
year.
Season.
Yeah, okay.
This is all happening in 24. Same with the Pac-12 media deal, if we ever get one. But I do want to ask you guys a question before we get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that Pac-12 media deal, if... during Pac-12 Media Day a week ago that had been announced, do you think Colorado and Arizona would have left the conference? Because I think they would have stayed, and there would have been, you know, a much, much more complete talk with everybody included about how to move forward, as opposed to just this cloak and dagger story. I think they would have stayed. What do you guys think?
Well, if we would have got a deal, you're probably right.
Okay,
it just seems like, you know, it has been a thing that just drags along. And like you said, listening to the commissioner, just the way he just puts it out there, just saying like, well, don't worry about it. We've got this figured out. Yeah. I've got all these different things. It's just like, why you keep hiding it from everybody? Just
because you don't
say
have
it.
Anything.
Right, uh-huh. Right.
It's because,
so everybody's just like, well, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And that's like, that is just... It's ridiculous.
I do.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, Kleavkoff hasn't handled it particularly well, but also I just think that he was dealt a pretty messy hand.
How long has he been the darn commissioner now?
Maybe two years.
It's not long.
It's been at least 2 years.
So he's just basically just...
He got thrown into it, and just like I said,
I think January 1/21 when he took over.
I think he is doing... I think he's doing his best, but honestly, it's like when you're in that role,
your best.
You kind of have to do what he does, and listen, it's just, I don't think the position that he's in is his fault, is that you have to somehow You can't play both sides, but in his position, you kind of have to. You don't find a lot of people saying, like, oh, yeah, no, we don't have a media rights deal, and we're looking kind of screwed right now. And what, we got 4 or 5 weeks this year? But so we'll see, but things aren't looking good right now, guys. He's not coming out to Pac-12 Media Day saying that, so he's got to play both sides, and it's not working out in his favor because 3 schools are leaving next year, and... I mean, according to reports, a 4th one could be on the way, so...
I'm sorry, when you talk about Kliavkov doing his best in this scenario, it does bring up that old quote from The Rock, like with Sean Connery and Nick Cage, your best. Losers always complain about their best. Winners go home and oomph the prom queen. And then Nick Cage comes back and is like, Carla was the prom queen. And so that's not George Kliavkov in this situation, and trying your best is... pretty much a loser's mentality. Sorry.
That's what it is. Hey, man. I just think...
Not you, Kliavkov.
I agree. Yeah.
Don't go to do your best. You go to be the best.
Thank you. Yeah. God, I love Joe Jr. here today.
But also, I just think he got in there, and I think that he was probably sold a bill of goods as far as being Pac-12 commissioner, that he got in, and after a while, it was probably just like, dear God, what did I get myself into? Yeah. And then he's got to go up and face the music and media. And it's kind of like Joe Cronin, man. It's like they both are kind of from the same book at this point, like trying to play both sides. And it's like, listen, man, you got to commit to one or the other. Either expand and get these teams, get a deal done, or not. And dissolve. Figure it out. We got to go one way because we got a lot of fan bases and schools in limbo. All right. Wrap it up. We got one more segment left. Let's maybe try and preview the golf game today. I mean, that's great radio right there. Mm. People, is there anything people care about less than your fantasy football team and how your round of golf went on the this weekend?
I don't know. You find out on this first hole. Who's going to find out how that game
Hey, at Wildwood, all I'm saying on that first hole, it's okay with a slice. If you slice it, you're fine. You're running down that hill. You're right back in the fairway.
It's like hitting off a tower or something.
All right, wrap it up. Last segment, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Thank you to everybody out there sticking with us today.
Yes.
Text line, Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326.
Need me a Mach-E? I'm going to go to Vancouver 4 when I get one.
Oh, yes. I hope they treat you right before, during, and the ever-important after the sale.
Sounds like Monty's going to be there for me after.
You don't want to... isn't that the worst feeling? You buy something, and then you need help, and then you call the store and call the people, and... Guess what? They're gone. It's like they disappeared off the face of the planet.
Oh, I'm dealing with that with my current car. I won't say what model or where I bought it because I don't want to disparage anybody, but I will say...
We're not finding any records of your purchase, Mr. Schultz. I'm sorry.
The salesperson that I was that was handling my sale, and then negotiated the deal when we did it, he's like, oh, yeah, here's my personal cell phone number, whatever you need. Two months later, wasn't even working there anymore. So it's like, what does that matter?
That'll happen. Speaking of the streaming channels for the Pac-12, we had this on the Vancouver Ford text line. I can't wait for the Pac 3 on Pluto.
Yes.
It's kind of where we're lining up at this point.
What, Oregon State, Cal, and Stanford?
Yeah. My God.
That would be just, I mean, that's not going to be a conference, but just think of like an independent group of schools essentially trying to act as Notre Dame without the juice of Notre Dame. It could get ugly.
I definitely look at a Cal and a Stanford, and I'm like, listen, just focus on the really rich sports, golf, crew, field hockey, basically the sports that the elites want to play. Football, that's for the meatheads, you got to maintain that brain.
It's pickleball now.
Yeah,
pickleball.
Exactly. Yeah. They need a Cal Berkeley pickleball
Stanford
team.
Fits into the Mountain West pretty well. I'm just saying.
Stanford, they probably need to go independent.
You're probably right. Maybe Cal would be like a better Mountain West or what is it, the WAC or the MAC West Coast as well.
Again, just pack it up. You've had a good run. You'll always have
poor Justin Wilcox.
You'll always have the catch or what's the play, the big play where
the band came out of the field or whatever.
The band is on the field.
And the band's coming out of the field.
Where a tuba player was assaulted.
Good. Was that John Elway? Oh, Stanford? I can't even remember who the hell that was. Yeah. I just remember the band coming onto the field.
I believe it was Cal Stanford.
Yeah, Cal Stanford game. I thought John Elway was playing for Stanford in that game, but I could be sorely mistaken.
Speaking of Berkeley in the Bay Area, I did want to take these last couple minutes to spend on something a little bit personal, because I know that you're in the studio here with me today too, Dad. But yeah. Just wanted to give a shout out and a welcome back home to my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, and my nephew. To not dive into too much, my niece has some medical things that she has to deal with from time to time concerning her heart. And unfortunately, after 4th of July, they had to make a unexpected trip down to Stanford where to see some of her doctors. And so they had just been down there. Shoot, what was that? Back in like May.
Seemed like about a month and a half before that.
It was about the end of May into June. They were down there for some stuff for about 2-3 weeks and then came back home. We spent 4th of July with them out at their home in Willamina, had a great time. And then a couple days after that, they got the call saying that they had to go back down to the Ronald McDonald House at Stanford and have some more stuff done. So it's been a long 3 weeks of them away from home unexpectedly, taking time off work, not being in your house, your bed, and you're in a town area that you don't even know. I mean, you got to spend 3 weeks there and you're just kind of, you know, I can imagine after a while you just want to just be like, can we just effing go home, please? Like,
well, the thing is, this is our fourth surgery at this point in time where they've had to go through her chest. And for a little girl of her age, 7 years old, what an all-star. I mean, she's just an amazing, amazing child. She says some of the things that you just would not, you would never believe that a child going through this would ever just say those things. Tonight, instead of feeling sorry for herself, feeling sad, things like that, she says things like, Dad, don't worry about it. Those people are really super nice to me down there. They're really good. And just stuff that you just like, wow, how does a child of 7 years old going through so much just have that spirit inside of them? And it just goes to say to other people that are out there, anyone who's going through anything, we can't, you know, you have to look through your positive side of life and push forward and don't feel sorry for yourself and things like that, because there's a lot of people that are a lot worse off than we are.
Yeah.
And just to look at yourself and be positive, that's all I can say to most people. Just understand that your positiveness is going to bring you through everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, she definitely is. She's good to have in my life and our lives, mm-hmm. because definitely the moments where I'm feeling down and having depressive modes and stuff like that, that everybody goes through, you definitely have to look at her and just be like, dude, she's a fighter, a champion. Like, she is, you know, what do I have to complain about? Mm-hmm. You know? And so I am extremely happy that they are all back home. It's been a long 3 weeks for them. I know it's been long for us, just wanting to know more and everything's okay. And so just happy that they're back home. So Matt, Katie, Scarlett, little baby Bennett, all four of you, love you. Hope you're out there listening. And I mean, I'm just super glad that they're all back home, and hopefully we can get you out to the next camping trip next time.
Absolutely.
Because you were definitely missed. So, but Dad?
Yes.
Joe Fisher Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you for coming on air.
It was my pleasure.
Making your radio debut.
Thank you.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Fun, you guys.
Yeah, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
Nice to meet you. I want to bring my dad in now, too. he would love this.
Do we need to have, like, in college, a dad's weekend where all the dads come in and just do the dad podcast, 1080 the dad, 1080 the father?
Yeah, 1080 the dad. No, that's, you just came up with the idea right there. Dads of the fan. And then you got to have 1080 the mom, too. It's perfect.
It's a family affair on 1080. No, again, appreciate you all. Rashad will be back next week with some updates on his life as well.
Oh, it's a big one. We're not going to share anything other than he needs to give us some news when he comes back.
Everybody out there, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Dad,
thanks for having me.
Let's have a good time out on the course.
Yeah.
And if we are on the same team, let's go and win us some money today. Huh?
Let's do it.
I want to leave that course with $100 extra. I basically want a free round.
I got that 20 burning my pocket right now.
Again, thanks everybody out there for listening. We will catch you all next Sunday. Have a good one. Self into. Yeah. And then he's got to go up and face the music and media. And it's kind of like Joe Cronin, man. It's like they both are kind of from the same book at this point, like trying to play both sides. And it's like, listen, man, you got to commit to one or the other. Either expand and get these teams, get a deal done, or not. And dissolve. Figure it out. We got to go one way because we got a lot of fan bases and schools in limbo. All right. Wrap it up. We got one more segment left. Let's, I don't know. Let's maybe try and preview the golf game today. I mean, that's great radio right there. Mm. People, is there anything people care about less than your fantasy football team and how your round of golf went on the this weekend?
I don't know. You find out on this first hole. Who's going to find out how that game
Hey, at Wildwood, all I'm saying on that first hole, you're okay with a slice. If you slice it, you're fine. You're going running down that hill. You're right back in the fairway.
It's like hitting off a tower or something.
Yeah. All right, wrap it up. Last segment, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Thank you to everybody out there sticking with us today.
Yes.
Text line, Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326.
Need me a Mach-E? I'm going to go to Vancouver 4 when I get one.
Oh, yes. I hope they treat you right before, during, and the ever-important after the sale.
Sounds like Monty's going to be there for me after.
You don't want to... isn't that the worst feeling? You buy something, and then you need help, and then you call the store and call the people, and... Guess what? They're gone. It's like they disappeared off the face of the planet.
Oh, I'm dealing with that with my current car. I won't say what model or where I bought it because I don't want to disparage anybody, but I will say...
We're not
say,
finding any records of your purchase, Mr. Schultz. I'm sorry.
The salesperson that I was that was handling my sale, you know, and then negotiated the deal when we did it, he's like, oh, yeah, here's my personal cell phone number, whatever you need. Two months later, wasn't even working there anymore. So it's like, what does that matter?
That'll happen. Speaking of the streaming channels for the Pac-12, we had this on the Vancouver Ford text line. I can't wait for the Pac 3 on Pluto.
Yes.
It's kind of where we're lining up at this point.
What, Oregon State, Cal, and Stanford?
Yeah. My God.
That would be just, I mean, that's not going to be a conference, but just think of like an independent group of schools essentially trying to act as Notre Dame without the juice of Notre Dame. That's. It could get ugly.
I definitely look at a Cal and a Stanford, and I'm like, listen, just focus on the really rich sports, golf, crew, field hockey, you know, basically the sports that the elites want to play. You know, football, that's for the meatheads, you know, you got to maintain that brain.
It's pickleball now.
Yeah, pickleball. Exactly. Yeah. They need to... Cal Berkeley pickleball
Stanford
team.
Fits into the Mountain West pretty well. I'm just saying.
Stanford, they probably need to go independent. Like that's
you're probably right. Maybe Cal would be like a better Mountain West or what is it, the WAC or the MAC here
again,
on the Cal, West Coast as well.
Again, just pack it up. You've had a good run. You'll always have
poor Justin Wilcox.
You always have what is it, the catch or what's the play, the big play where
the band came onto the field or whatever.
The band is on the field.
But the band's coming onto the field.
Where a tuba player was assaulted.
Good. Was that John Elway?
Oh,
Stanford.
I
can't even remember who the hell that was. Yeah. I just remember the band coming onto the field.
Yeah, it was, I believe it was the Cal Stanford.
Yeah, Cal Stanford game. I thought John Elway was playing for Stanford in that game, but I could be sorely mistaken.
Speaking of Berkeley in the Bay Area, I did want to take these last couple minutes to spend on something a little bit personal, because I know that you're in the studio here with me today too, Dad. But yeah. Just wanted to give a shout out and a welcome back home to my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, and my nephew. To not dive into too much, my niece has some medical things that she has to deal with from time to time concerning her heart. And unfortunately, after 4th of July... they had to make a unexpected trip down to Stanford where to see some of her doctors. And so, and they had just been down there. Shoot, what was that? Back in like May.
So, you know, like about a month and a half before that.
It was about the end of May into June. They were down there for some stuff for about 2-3 weeks and then came back home. We spent 4th of July with them out at their home in Willamina, had a great time. And then a couple days after that, they got the call saying that they had to go back down to the Ronald McDonald House at Stanford and have some more stuff done. So it's been a long 3 weeks of them away from home unexpectedly, taking time off work, not being in your house, your bed, and you're in a town area that you don't even know. I mean, you got to spend 3 weeks there and you're just kind of, you know, I can imagine after a while you just want to just be like, can we just effing go home, please? Like,
well, the thing is, this is our fourth surgery at this point in time where they've had to go through her chest. And for a little girl of her age, 7 years old, what an all-star. I mean, she's just an amazing, amazing child. She says some of the things that you just would not, you would never believe that a child going through this would ever just say those things. Tonight, instead of feeling sorry for herself, feeling sad, things like that, she says things like, Dad, don't worry about it. Those people are really super nice to me down there. They're really good. And just stuff that you just like, wow, how does a child of 7 years old going through so much just have that spirit inside of them? And it just goes to say to other people that are out there, anyone who's going through anything, we can't, you know, you have to look through your positive side of life and push forward and don't feel sorry for yourself and things like that, because there's a lot of people that are a lot worse off than we are.
Yeah.
And just to look at yourself and be positive, that's all I can say to most people. Just understand that your positiveness is going to bring you through everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, she definitely is. She's good to have in my life and our lives, mm-hmm. because definitely the moments where I'm feeling down and having depressive modes and stuff like that, that everybody goes through, you definitely have to look at her and just be like, dude, she's a fighter, a champion. Like, she is, you know, what do I have to complain about? Mm-hmm. You know? And so I am extremely happy that they are all back home. It's been a long 3 weeks for them. I know it's been long for us, just wanting to know more and everything's okay. And so just happy that they're back home. So Matt, Katie, Scarlett, little baby Bennett, all four of you, love you. Hope you're out there listening. And I mean, I'm just super glad that they're all back home, and hopefully we can get you out to the next camping trip next time.
Absolutely. Because
we were definitely missed. So, but Dad.
Yes.
Joe Fisher Jr.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on air.
It was my pleasure.
Making your radio debut.
Thank you.
Jordan Schultz. Thank you, as always.
Always this was fun, you guys.
Yeah, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
Nice to meet you. I want to bring my dad in now, too. he would love this.
Do we need to have, like, in college, a dad's weekend where all the dads come in and just do the dad podcast, 1080 the dad, 1080 the father?
Yeah, 1080 the dad. No, that's, you just came up with the idea right there. Dads of the fan. And then you got to have 1080 the mom, too. It's perfect.
Well, it's a family affair on 1080. No, again, appreciate you all. Rashad will be back next week with some updates on his life as well.
Oh, it's a big one. We're not going to share anything other than he needs to give us some news when he comes back.
Everybody out there, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Dad,
thanks for having me.
Let's have a good time out on the course.
Yeah.
And if we are on the same team, let's go and win us some money today.
Let's do it.
I want to leave that course with $100 extra. I basically want a free round.
I got that 20 burning my pocket right now.
Again, thanks everybody out there for listening. We will catch you all next Sunday. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.